Blog Talk Radio.
Jungle Rider Radio with your host Havoc, co-host Ghetto G, who will be joining us whenever the hell he joins us. But nonetheless, I say we move on, get some fucking tracks going. Yo, Big B on the shelf.
Some music
And we're back. Up next. Dark Lotus. Hurt myself.
Sexual. But I'm alone. Between four trees, I get it on. My brain is hemorrhaging, it's them or me. It ain't easy knocking over a tree. Pass out. I wake up, the room is padded. It would appear I've had it, but hold up, clothes rip, wrap them around my neck, and jump myself to death. No breath. Now I'm out, I'm strapped down. But wait, I can still move my head around. I got about 4 inches between the back of my head and the metal gurney bed. Boom! Slamming it, retraction. Boom. I feel the back of my skull is cracking. Boom. A broken bone is piercing my brain, and I just hammered it in. Everybody tell me that I need help. I'm in love with pain. I take a needle or a knife and try that motherfucker through my windpipe. Just might take a razor blade, dip it in some gas, see if I can take a little skin off the calf. Grotesque, I'm a walking body bag, and when it all heals, I pick the scab. Alone in the casket, buried in the earth, 750 rules, blood stains on my t-shirt. Kick out the door till my leg fall off. Try to use my head, but my skull's too soft. The pain overwhelms, shooting through my kidney. Blood rushes out when I stick the shank in me. Keep stabbing and sticking. Pulled over blood when cut off my oxygen. Take my own life again. That shit is shot my fucking stuff. I save up my tattoos on. See me closed eyed running in the traffic just to get my bruise on. A nice pick through the head of my dick. I might slice up my face and my lip. My main artery is begging me to let it flow free. Grab a razor blade, let it bleed.
A layer of skin, ooh, I pull it back and smooth it back down with one simple smack. Ouch. Wednesday night, I got kicked off my bowling league. Just cause I show up by the bowling ball and leave. Yeah, go ahead, curse me, you faggot. So I throw my legs in the moving cars, you got your habits. I don't consider it hurting myself, it brings me joy. Now shut the fuck up here.
Cutting slice away with the steak knife. Hit myself in the ankle with PVC pipe. Exacto blade underneath the fingernail. Bleed, make another cut. Fuck it, might as well. Tablespoon of Morton salt in the open wound. If it don't burn, you don't know what you're doing. If you fail, just return to start. Self-deprecation is a beautiful art. Yeah.
Why? Tell me why? Do you hurt yourself? Why do you know? blood and water.
Thought you were innocent like the king's daughter.
Love me or leave me, but why try to deceive me? Your world is my world.
She can't be trusted like a thief when the night falls. So Britney be a merchant and I'll end the trip phone call.
Never imagine, she's got my life in a backspin. Like that femme fatale's portrayal of Fatal Attraction.
Another tragic tale of kiss and tell. She's the ghost of my attic, the poison in my well.
Left me hanging like the cross on a Catholic's necklace.
Things just fell apart
like a bad game of Tetris.
Erica the beautiful,
slash dangerous,
slash hateful,
slash painful.
She's my dark angel.
Oh, what a tangled web she weaves.
Truly mine,
truly yours,
Erica, please.
Shiny, feisty, two-shot derringer. You look deaf in that leopard skin, now I'm in hysteria.
Beware of this type of character, it's hard to adapt to. Banging like Miss America, but heart can't be captured.
Started with a script off the screen like an actor. Played my string one by one like a puppet and a master.
Nothing sacred, sleep with hatred, lethal features. Devil in a blue dress, deceitful creature.
Yo, know that my voice in my blood pumps poison.
It's typical, heartbreak make life difficult.
It's a cool for adults, physical, mental attraction. Different than what I felt when I met her. Why you out?
I'm under strain, a perfect storm of thunder rain. Thoughts restrained, 100 chains with hunger pain.
She's like a dozen other dames, so we tame that beast. What's her name again?
Erica,
rest in peace. Peace.
One of my favorite flames. I'm meeting for the praise and the curse is the same. They all drooling and they tripping over you, but it's flames. The armor for the way the news chase. Turn the tables, cause it's time that I see you chase. I'm learning, I'm able to just let it slide, girl. Cause if you can't see the picture, then I'm out while I let one of these other guys stretch.
You, you gotta love me or leave me alone. Cause I'm so sick of this.
The very mention of the name brings to mind things so evil, so fantastic, so degrading. You wonder if it isn't all a dream, a nightmare. No, this is no dream. This is the original terrifying story of a man who lived after death on human blood and lured innocent girls to a fate truly worse than death.
Eat 40. It's that season of the sickness, you're witnessing niggas sitting spin. I'ma get you addicted when I fish it, venomous shit again. So much I gotta go to Costco to get my toilet paper. Hit so much, spit so much, rip the pistol up, I'ma get so nuts. Reaper rapper, keep her safer, he can take her. Chill pill, real deal, kill bill. I might be sick, but that ain't the reason that I still spit real ill. Niggas ain't got no lyrics, when I hear it, I'm like, what's up with that? Everybody wanna copy me, so I'm chopping them up, leave rotten meat. I'ma be drama free like my mama be. Suicide before I let a nigga ride on me. That ain't comedy. I don't get it, I don't have to get it. Mini AK, I call him Mitchie. And he got a sister heating him up, making skin blisters.
Girl, I'm a monster, yo, zombie.
Out the window and it's thundering and lightning. 2 in the afternoon, the sky is black and it's frightening. They're howling, looking and prowling, growling, backwards smiling, crowding. Around my place, give me 40 feet in a house of space where I'm pushing the basement. Thumper, thumper, factory guns like a hunter. Kick a nigga ass like a punter. Beat a motherfucker like a drummer. Bitch play crazy, have a hater hazy, for a game like the great. I'm a monster, I'm a fiend on the microphone. Walk into my twilight zone, let me sound, get tombstone, send you to hell where you belong. Gonna wish you had a motherfucking snow cone, no coat on, I got the wickedest flow. Serve a motherfucker take out to go. Send a hoverhead to a sucker front door. Listen, 40 water Nina in this hoe.
Monster, ghoul, a fiend if you're a zombie. Sing a love in every way, tech, lynch, and 40 sing. So you gotta be conscious of what it means. Then I know that you're ready for what it brings.
Do you know what I mean when I say Caraboolu? Think you're telling me, Tech Nina, go ahead and do you. Think you never get enough of Nina, and you listen when you're with the crew. KCT, you knowin' just what it do.
Your ass probably starting to mosh pit. Loving every minute of banging this bullshit. You throwing up your set around all clicks. You never wanna be hanging with a soft bitch.
You know who you are, motherfuckers. We'll be right back.
What about said I could page you.
No, no, you misunderstood me. I said fuck you. Nobody cares if you're dead or alive, so go fuck yourself.
Okay, call me later. Bye.
My mission, the commission of the dishing out for facts. When I'm diamond, my rhyming never slacks, never lacks, so get back to the basics and face it. The American dream ain't what it seems, with lies they've laced it. Can't you taste it? See, they based it in an imitation butter. We've ate it and realize it's not nature the mother. Genetic like no other. Man, fuck Big Brother.
The Cockmouth King Clip. Are you blind or something? Are you blind to the fact? You think that this system, that this society, is any other color other than green? Blind dog, slave driven. The illusion of ownership in America. Property is death. How we live.
The bomb talking alcoholic. The bomb talking alcoholic.
Is hating asses. Strange days when your favorite rapper's popping, but is he on top of something you can't gauge? Especially when he's topping the charts and you see me, K. Lamar, and Macklemore sharing the same stage. I'm the nigga all these artists look up to. Yes, the tech has been the hardest to bust through, but I keep my fans fainting like clucks do. You don't like how we living? Well,
I dominate your conglomerate. What everything I can accommodate. It'll be a non-debate coming up against a Ronda Great. So many got arms, legs, and necks at it. Strange, cause music's so conceptually, I'm the best at it. Let's have it for all of these tech addicts. Any disrespect to family will get your chest at it. Aiming at him and his agony burner blew his brain and back in his cannons came in, shaved in cavity, caliber, connect, cap it. Yo, there it go, red is in my head, it grow, headed foe, let him dead it, yeah, the medic said it, so let it grow, shredded and get no credit, so pathetic, though, dread embedded, seven in heaven's crevice, wedding, edible. Give her the shivers when I deliver this, hitter than quitter, cause he's on Twitter, shit. And when she compared me to Eminem, I said I'm different. She said how I said I'm black and I can say nigger, bitch. To him, I may be just another bro with a flow. And we'll probably never tour, cause it'll be thousands of juggalos at a show. And I heard fatalities happen on each side, so there's never no let it go. So I get it, I keep what I'm making incredible. All of them scared of a nigger, though. Strangulation, this occupation so scandalous. We stop the hating, no chances. When I rock the nation so Danzig, I'm killing all these niggas, Operation Code Kansas. Strange gang playing triggered assassins. Got a bunch of untamed aim trained spitters a blasting. My insane brain saying give up the rapping and go back to the gang bang thang. Nigga was hadin' it, Sue.
For hell, fell in a cell and slept on a bed of nails like nothing I've ever felt. Ghost in a shell was molded with other demons as if I needed some help or a host to preserve the heathen. Got it, my brain is rotted. I swear to God that I'm not it. I'm set to go to the gallows as soon as the rope is knotted. I ain't high, gets up high, then the hydra has juiced adrenaline. Came in a cypher clean, still smelling like putrid cinnamon. Cinnamon, in the meager state, I'm straight at an angle. Stop ripping and quit your bitch and ain't like I'm raping an angel. Said I was magnifique, y'all ain't fucking with it, capiche. Not as safe as you might have thought with a devil under your feet. They throw a shot and then sit back and wait for some reaction. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. I'm a mummy rapping, so get to clapping or diss in the clan you're hating. Listen, the man is chasing and this is the strangulation.
Stevie Stone, let's go!
Stevie Stone, I'm on it. I'm so clever, nobody can compare it. I'm better, I put shit together. America's most elaborate rep. Pick your head up, long talking to get you wet up. Yeah, I'm ready to kill her, you niggas. The feeling, the drilling, that'll fill in the mill and yell a mill on you niggas. I ain't even reach out to climb, it's rather my feeling on niggas. And back in the back, I'll back camp Billy, you niggas. Get busy on niggas. This ain't no random, some leakage. Stoney in the building, the bitch pull up the cleavage. The snake in the back, you see them prominent features. Species, strange land, we rain on your region. Meat wagon, I come, my beat tagging them, bagging them, bring them clusters of three. Got three magging them, gagging them out. You pussy is still talking, I'm dragging them out. I'm tapping them out.
They fucked around and signed a backpacker. Smart, rich, handsome, plus he's not a bad rapper. I'm just a little local talent that fucked around and made it big. Underground bully picking on all these famous kids. And the danger is, now I'm doing stranger biz. About to make the world forget about what a major is. Independent powerhouse, running all these cowards out. My enemies are all forgotten, wishing I would shout them out. And I don't want to hear a rapper harmonize unless he's thuggish, rugged, lazy, crazy, busy, with your flesh. But maybe I'm just hating, cause my black ass can never sing. Fuck that auto-tune, I hope to be future filled with better things, and you a fucking lie. If you say you found a better team, it's possible. Like trying to fit my dick inside my wedding ring, and all the bread it brings will be distributed improperly. I represent for hip-hop, not some fucking aristocracy.
Recognize,
come on! Wrapped in XLR cables, up from my whisker down to my fucking kicks. Record was echoed in Gordon Gecko's, you sucking dick. Nobody be asking me for secrets, I ain't chucking tips. I'd rather be bumping hips on that ratchet with muffin tits. Tore up the limits from breaking visions would rock the lives. Inside a prison where giddy bitches don't jock the rhyme. Born with precision and rhythm spitting could swat a fly. For them to just kick a single shilling from Spotify. Bye bye killers on a high pie business. Don't abide by the sickest in your high ride to the hit list. If we ain't spoken ages and miss me with broken favors. You Miley Cyrus, your major, you twerking on swollen razors. Run now. Don't make me come to dinner, nail your tongue down and have you plead your case to us in strange land at sundown. Careful of the biz, cause everything has got a price attached. Wake up with a horse head in your bed and next to life is snatched.
Pants full of petrol, bank full of pesos. Pool on my tour bus, bonus on the payroll. Feel like I be killing it, famous on the internet. Really, I'm just winging it, cooking shit on my kitchen. Life's so good right now, I need to celebrate. About to sell a stadium out and turn it into race. Look at how the industry norm has started looking straight. All my brothers riding the storm while they just ride away. Heavy all wishes, bitches for my bitches. Black shades and hoodies and spots with white linen. Feel like Sam Kinison, preaching to the citizens. Screaming at the faith, you ain't ever gonna get rid of us. Guessing I just cleaned my plate.
communicate. Disassemble the limbs of a nigga who try and separate artistry from nonfiction. I'm sent with a conviction to sit in coupons giving opinions on my addiction. There he goes, speaking about how he murk could be smelling himself. Why else would he flown about it so verbally? Dance around me like I was a paraplegic in a do-si-do competition, looking pissed like I never heard a peep. Yada yada, a whole lot of yapping about my rapping when I'm the captain of crunching you niggas' milky dreams. I'm the comparison of Pac face, staring in your face, mock razor blade cut, leave you crispy clean. Don't ask tech, ask me if this question. Guarantee that he tell you that I'm the best and I'm destined to fight a snake in the bat, helping Kansas City's progression. Hoping I hurt the feelings of whoever second guessing, cause everybody talking, I'ma make you niggas hear me. Mind control flow now, listen to your ears bleed.
Sicker than these sicker fans, keep your dick up in your pants. You were blunted on the block, me, I had some different plans. I'm trying to get to France, sniffing grams, hit a branch. Independent powerhouse, vibing out with the fan. Waking up in different cities every night, getting grand. Stay prepared for this, I'm bearing witness to the cinnamon. Stripper dance with cinnamon, clubbing with my gentlemen. Drank away the night's events, nothing worth remembering. Squatter run up in this bitch, mobbing like some immigrants. Sack you for your paper sack, rob you of your innocence. Taping off the scene of crime, swabbing for my fingerprints. Thought about my life, you thought the same and couldn't think of shit. Ha! This type of fire don't extinguish. Now write about some bigger shit. You're striking out, swing and miss. Ring around the rosy homie, pocket full of pain. Keep a lock up on my lane and triple optic in my brain. Look.
My brain is full of thoughts that are darker than Sam Haim, that span across the Great Lakes and vast Midwest plains, spreading coast to coast like a virus you can't contain. Now a global pandemic, panic courtesy of
Thrive,
the biggest independent label pop the champagne. We don't need no head now, nah, homie, you can keep the change. Coming through your speakers, receive us into your blood vein. We the truth like Nostradamus' prophecy quatrain. Snake bat, praise that, part of raps since way back. Since the days of 8-track and 808s and ADAS, analog cassette decks, steady grinding, what's next? Starving artists, so Travis Tech cut me that advanced check. Strange outcast, death child, call me Damien. Five finger death punch straight to the cranium. Flow so sick could be enriched with uranium. Extraterrestrial lyrics labeled alien.
A genius, Cali baby.
Hey man, I'ma do this. I'ma do this.
I'm kinda nervous. The purpose of having a cipher is so you can sit here while that listen. Look at me in this position. Now I could've just left you sitting there, but Nina told me pick them apart. You're a victim of bar. K.R.I. to the double crooked look at them. He fuzzy like they took a ugly stick and frickin' shook at them.
Okay,
and I don't stay Gucci down to the linens. I let you trick off. See, jerk on my dick off and grinning. You can see him, but he just a pigment. You wanna be him, better get your pigment gone. Try to beat him with deliberate. I get belligerent, and it's the end of the song. And I get a little bit ahead of myself. Feel like I'm a melt, and I feel like I'm better than everyone else. I guess I'll be rapping ahead of my wealth. I'm the coldest thing since the Ice Cube. Only thing missing from this beat back in the day was Ice Cube.
Okay.
Yeah, I tell them the best in a minute, nigga what? Only niggas that can contest and express the stigma.
Okay.
Whatever, Diggy.
And we're back.
Strange music.
Okay, never mind, now we're back.
Go on, ghetto.
Are we back?
Yes. We are back. I have nobody on.
What a shame.
No Kimberly, no Demon.
It's kind of funny because that dude said he was back about 3 hours ago.
Who, Demon?
Yeah.
Back from where?
I have no idea.
Let's see. About an hour ago he goes, I'm about to hit the hay.
Well, I'm saying soon. He posted it in his group, and he said he was back.
Oh, what the fuck?
I didn't realize he was gone.
Oh, that's fucking... makes no sense then.
But I have no idea about this damn thing you're talking about, though.
It's called a strike bolt. It's like five... let me see here. It's like... 5 volts in one.
What does it do exactly?
pretty much it's like it. Pretty much, like, all right. You know that the pincer bolt, where you know like it's three, and you know like and you can attack like you know like three enemies at once. That with it.
I know the first thing you said.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like the pincer bolt, but you get at least five bolts in one. It needs like five or six bolts in one.
But anyway, why do you need to know about this though?
I don't know, I was just curious to, you know, to see if you ever got it.
I have no idea. I have no idea what I was using on that game. I remember throwing a bunch of bombs, though. Yeah, I know that.
And I've always done that.
I know the whole, like, part where they give you the... I don't know what it's called, but you're able to charge yourself from the sky and you can make a lightning and shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, on that game, like, if you make it to a certain point and you don't, like, do it all the way, what you were supposed to do, they just kind of, like, put you ahead.
No, fuck.
Yeah, because, like, you remember that one part you were at, the, place that had no power and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I didn't complete that all the way, but, like, somehow I was ahead of it.
How the hell that happened?
So I was like, all right, whatever, man. I don't have to go back to that place now.
Yeah, right. Man, I wish it would do that for me.
But that damn game, the only thing that's annoying as fuck is where you gotta fucking charge the damn generator and make that thing fly through the air to another generator.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, no. Fuck that bullshit.
Yeah, it's a real pain in the fucking ass.
And it sounds like it.
You have to do that a lot of times, too, once you get to that point. It's not just once.
Damn. Well, I got a fucking two-in-one fucking blow there, you damn motherfuckers.
But I mean, if nobody has ever cosplayed that game, I think somebody should.
I agree. That'd be fucking awesome.
They should do cool, and then they should do Nyx.
Yeah. And someone should do fucking Cole's buddy.
Zeke.
Or his son, I should say.
Yeah. His son, yes.
I don't remember what the hell his son's name, because I haven't played this shit in forever.
His name's Zeke, man. Zeke.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Like, someone should do Zeke.
Or they could even dress up as the bad guys.
That could work.
Like, what the hell are them people? The Reapers? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny because they got the Reapers in that game, and then if you play Just Cause 2, they got a group on there called the Reapers.
A funk?
Yeah.
Yeah, you give up. Look, I swear to God, half the motherfuckers in this game is like whiny as all fuck.
Well.
And they give up. Good, don't give up on your
sometimes team. When you're running, they say some funny shit.
Yeah, I know they do.
Or how they all think he's a demon.
Yeah.
So apparently there's going to be another Money in the Bank match.
Are you serious?
I didn't see the main event, but somebody posted that on Facebook talking about how Seth Rollins came out talking about there's going to be another match and he's going to be in it.
Well, there's no need for that.
That was pretty much the point of why they were having a title match.
Again, there's no need for that. They don't need to do that.
But if that's true, then I don't know. Who the fuck's going to be in that?
Yeah, right?
You know, now that I saw Dean Ambrose come out with his leather jacket and all that, I really think I've seen that dude before he was with, like, the Shield and all that. Like, I swear he was at a taping of, like, Superstars whenever they were here or some shit. And I had no idea. No idea who the dude was.
That's possible.
I really think it was him.
But, yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, that was the first time I've, you know, me seeing him. You know, super thing, like, you know, like, when, like, when he came, like, with the Shield and shit. That's why the first time I ever saw him.
So, would you look at that? They changed up a whole bunch of shit on Raw. Gave us a bunch of new things. Dude, is that your phone or is that my phone, man? Because I can't hear you.
That's on your phone.
But you just heard everything I said clear, though. But
yes.
I couldn't understand a goddamn thing you said.
Basically, I'm playing the game at the same time. All right, hear me now.
Well, start talking.
But like I said, man, I mean, you know, yeah, man, you know, they gave us fucking Ambrose versus fucking Wade Barrett, which is good.
I didn't mean all that. I mean, like, they broke up the Shield pretty much, you know, gave them all different theme songs and shit. They gave us Cody Rhodes, the new person.
Yeah. Start
but
off.
Yeah, they also gave us a few different matches too, yeah.
Man, I'll be honest, yo, when fucking Cody Rhodes came out as Stardust, the first thing that popped in my head was the song, Stardust.
By Twisted.
Yep.
I don't even know, man. Where the fuck they even get this gimmick?
I don't know. Apparently they want to make him like gold dust.
Dude coming out looking like the Joker.
It's a fucking fag.
Like, I don't know, man. I think the makeup's an improvement, though.
I mean, what's even funnier is the fact that it took him, you know, becoming Stardust for him to beat fucking Ryback Axel.
I don't know, man.
Well, my question is to you, Ben. How did you feel about the Nexus losing the fucking battle royal?
What?
Oh, man, the Nexus. You had Titus O'Neil in there. You had Wade Barrett.
Titus O'Neil wasn't in the Nexus.
It wasn't?
No.
Okay. Well, then you had Barrett,
you had Ryback, Curtis Axel, and Heath Slater. And they all got fucking eliminated.
Heath Slater was in that match?
Yeah.
I don't even remember seeing him in it.
I'm pretty sure he was like one of the first ones to get eliminated.
Although I think it's kind of funny they had that match and then they brought out Ryback so again.
Yeah, right?
Just to lose again.
Hell yeah, that was like the best shit ever.
Like they lost twice in one night. How about that? And then Dolph Ziggler, he lost, of course. They really hate him.
But yeah, like, I swear, fucking, when Curtis Axel was in the fucking ring, I could have sworn I heard the fucking fans fucking chanting out, "Curtis, asshole."
No, they were definitely cheering for him.
What the fuck? Who the hell would cheer for that son of a bitch?
I don't know. Is he from Cleveland?
No.
I don't know, but they were cheering for him that night, though. I don't know.
Curtis Axel is from... Minnesota.
And then, why the hell is Wade Barrett a part of the Authority now? When did that happen?
I don't know. I really don't. But I will say this, bud. I agree with Cena. They should give fucking Stephanie more coffee. Just that way she could puke all over fucking Vicky Guerrero more.
Man, I also agree what he said on the backstage pass thing, man, talking about, he's like, they didn't even have to give me a shot. They should have just told me I was out and benched me or whatever the hell he said. I was like, they definitely should have, man, but they gave him an opportunity. And they didn't give him an opportunity. Of course, he's in the fucking match. You know, could have just told him no.
Yeah, pretty much. But there again, we didn't need to see Kane in another fucking Money in the Bank match either.
Well, I really didn't need to see that either. But I'm just saying, like, it would have been better if Kane won, and it would have went a little better since, you know, Triple H's people were all pretty much in the match.
Oh yeah, that's true.
What I want to know is how the hell fucking Randy Orton and Seth Rollins came out and beat up Dean Ambrose or whatever. Who did they beat up? Yeah. No, Cena, they were beating up. And then Dean Ambrose took them both out. And then Cena, man, he took an RKO and all that shit, and then he's just perfectly fine.
Yeah, right?
Like, isn't the illusion supposed to be that he was injured? Like,
yeah.
But no, he got right back up.
Yeah, he got right back up, and he threw the fucking steps at fucking Kane.
Yeah, and that's another thing with the steps, man. He threw the steps at Kane. Kane blocked it. Like, completely, but yet he was still knocked out.
Yeah, right?
Like, really, Kane? Like, you could see it smack his hands. Like, he was perfectly fine, man. But no, he had to go die, yeah?
Yeah, and Cena had to win.
Like, I really thought they were going to let Kane win. No.
Nope.
The last second.
I don't know, man. They need to do something else with Kane. I mean, the whole Fruit Roll-Up bullshit's retarded.
Yeah.
Corporate Kane's fucking retarded.
So when the hell does this movie come out?
What, The Guardian?
What? No, See No Evil 2.
I don't know.
The Guardian? What the fuck?
Yeah, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy or whatever. Fucking
Batista
movie.
What the hell?
I don't know, fucking... They seem to feel a need to put Batista in all these movies.
Well, what else is he gonna do?
That's true, he sucks at wrestling now. There again, you know, he's always sucked at fucking wrestling.
So, did you... watch Heroes of Cosplay?
I missed it, but I DVR'd it.
Yeah, because now it's going to be on at 10 o'clock.
Yep. Why they fucking need to do it that way, I don't know.
But damn, Ricky, man, she got the worst luck in the world.
Yeah, she does.
Every time she goes somewhere, something goes wrong.
It's so true. I mean, come on, man. She couldn't complete that fucking costume the first time around, so she had to go with something different.
Well, she completed it this time.
Yeah, this time. But still couldn't get it to work.
Well, this time around, it was only because her battery died.
Well, yeah.
Mainly, I see why, like, the batteries would have died out so quick is because she kept turning it on.
That's very true.
So, like, if you didn't do that so much, I think you would have been just fine when you got there.
I would have to agree.
It's like that same thing happened to the other girl that was on there, too. Her batteries died out, too.
Yeah. They keep turning it on and off and on and off.
Yeah. I mean, turn it on once, see if it works, okay. And then wait until you're there.
Yeah. Don't play with it.
Yeah, but they kept turning it off, on, off, on. You know, it's killing the battery real quick.
Hell yeah, it is. Like, what the fuck were they thinking? I mean, yeah, we understand that you want to, you know, make sure it works.
I don't know, but I gotta say, man, that Ivy Doom kitty, man, she got some very large legs.
Yes, yes, she does.
Like, damn, man.
Man, large legs and large tits.
Like, her leg is the size of you.
But it probably is. I could just imagine if, like, you know, like her fucking trying to wrap that shit around somebody. They'd be dead in a heartbeat.
I don't know, because I'm saying on this episode, man, she didn't even have any, like, pants on, you know?
Yeah, I noticed that. I mean, like I said, I DVR'd it, been watching like bits and pieces of it. But I got addicted, re-addicted to fucking Infamous 2, so I've been playing this a hell of a lot.
Jason David Frank's on this episode.
Hell yeah.
But, of course, they don't have them say much.
And do they ever?
No, not really.
Exactly.
Speaking of video games, I was going through mine yesterday and I realized that I had like 33 games and I don't even know how that happened.
I don't even know.
How did I get that many games in like a year? Like, I don't remember buying that many.
Well, apparently you did.
Yeah. I was like, I got 33 games? Are you fucking serious?
I don't even know how many games I have.
Yeah. Let me go take all of that to fucking GameStop and get $20.
More than likely, that's probably exactly what you'll get.
Because on that, on their little website thing for your card and shit or whatever, apparently all the games that I have marked on there that I have equal like $27 or some shit.
Yeah, the fuck?
I was like, what is it? What do they mean I have $27 and something? But then I was like, oh, maybe that's how much they're all worth together.
That is possible.
It said my highest games when trading, I got 2K14 and that Batman game would be the highest price, like $11 or some shit.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, nah, man, fucking, and it's funny, because, like, I put in my fucking, Dragon Ball Z game up on this site that I found, you know, like, where, you know, like, you can sell movies and games and CDs.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah, I forgot about that site.
Yeah, man, fucking, out of all the games I have, the Dragon Ball Z one, I'd get the most for.
What's that website again?
Man, they keep changing the fucking name of it.
Well, then how do we know it's actually a real thing?
No, it's definitely a real thing. Let me see if I can figure out the name of it again. Selling DVDs. Alright, it's declutter.com. D-E-C.
Man, just send that link, man. Just send the link.
But yeah, man, I'm just like, wait, what the fuck? Like, I mean, let's see. For Mortal Kombat, I'd get like $3.
Which one? That new one?
The one I have.
Yeah, the newest one.
Yeah, I'd get $3 on it. Like, but the minute I put in my Dragon Ball Z one, the UPC said I'd get $12 back for that shit.
Damn, they must really want that game.
Yeah, right? I'm just like, holy shit.
That's good for whoever wants to get rid of the Dragon Ball Z games.
Yeah, man. And of course, my fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles collection that I have. The original cartoon, I put that shit in, man. They'd give me $15 back for that.
And how much did you pay for that?
Man, I got that for like Christmas or something like that a couple years ago.
Which was probably paid for like $50 or some shit.
I don't even remember. But yeah, man, I'd even get like $15 back from my fucking Friday the 13th collection I got.
Yeah, I think the last time I was on there, they wanted to give me 50 cents for my ABK CD that I put on there that I just paid $15 for. I was like, really? 50 cents? Like,
man,
you can't even find that
Harry
CD
Potter
in stores, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, if I still have a, if, I mean, shit, like, if I still had a fucking FYE to go to, I'd have no problem going to one. You know, and actually getting more money back. So.
They don't give you very much there either.
No, they don't. But because Harry
they
Potter was
a dollar or something for like a Mushroom Head CD.
Yeah, but I think because the Harry Potter stuff still, you know, the ones I have are still technically new. I think they'd give me a decent amount for the Harry Potter.
There's a chance.
But there again, I ain't got the fucking FYE around here anymore.
No.
So.
What, you got that other place? Don't you got that other used place?
Which one?
I don't know. What's the name of it? You said you found a used store.
Oh, you mean, fuck was it, Disconnect. Yeah,
what?
But they don't really take too many movies. Like, mainly, like, music, like, you know, like, music video type movies and stuff like that. And mostly CDs.
Well, damn.
Yeah, man, you know, if I ever want to get rid of my fucking CD collection, I'm pretty sure I'd get a good amount of money.
Yeah, right, man. I got like $15 for like 11 CDs.
Damn. Hey, look, it's Boogeyman.
Hey.
Boogeyman is finally on the telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he sounds so excited about that.
What?
So what's going on, man?
Well, I don't know. They're doing fucking construction shit in my neighborhood, and I can't fucking sleep. I'm getting out of shit.
Now?
Wait, they're doing fucking construction now?
We need to hire those construction workers over here, you know, because then these projects would be done faster.
But yeah, they're doing them like right now.
Yeah, well. but they'll be doing construction at fucking midnight.
I know, like, what the hell is that?
Some bullshit. It's like right outside of my house.
Well,
I'm sure you're not the only one awake over there. I'm sure your whole neighborhood's awake.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, there's always something fucking going on here.
Oh, no nonsense. I don't know, you said something about something.
Come on, so there's always something going on. Always something going on around here. Like when I thought that dude got shot.
That was like weeks ago. That was weeks ago, though, man.
They've been doing this construction shit for a while, too. It's kind of ridiculous.
Go tell them to shut up.
Yeah. That's totally going to work.
That is absolutely not going to work.
Oh, man, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to stop sometime soon, right?
No. I mean, if they're working right now in the fucking dark, I mean, they can go for a while.
Yeah, right?
So do you want to hear anything while you can't sleep?
Nothing in particular.
Well, then it's up to you, Havoc. Pick a song.
Pick a song.
1 second. I pause my game. Let's see. we're back.
Jeez. Boogeyman is
what up?
Riveting.
Yes, he is.
I said you're very riveting.
Oh. Yeah. Hmm.
I think you confused him with that one. With that ghetto jeans.
That was sarcasm.
Well, yeah, it doesn't really make... What?
That was sarcasm if you missed it.
No, I got that.
So what's going on in the boogeyman world besides tonight?
I got the next few days off. You know, I had my wisdom teeth and shit pulled. And I had some complications with that.
Like what?
Well, I got a knot on my jaw that swelled up to the size of a golf ball.
Damn. How'd that happen?
I have no idea. But, anyway, I went to the dentist and they put me on some shit and it finally doesn't hurt or anything anymore.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you weren't in enough pain already getting your wisdom teeth out.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've been there, done that, got all four at once.
Me too.
Yeah, see, I know the pain, man.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Like, I mean, I didn't feel them pulling them out until the very last one, and that hurt like a motherfucker, but I was sitting there laughing.
Oh, dude, I was knocked the fuck out.
Wait, they put you to sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's what they're supposed to. I wasn't fully knocked out during mine, but I was numbed up and all that.
Yeah, they gave me the nitrous, and I was like, oh, shit, because I wasn't passing out. I thought that was supposed to knock me out. I was like, oh, shit, I did too much drugs. This isn't going to knock me out. I'm going to have to be an eight through this.
Much. Yeah, I don't know. Awesome. Fucking, shit. When I had my wisdom tooth pulled out, pulled, I didn't get knocked out. They just gave me Novocaine and fucking numbed the shit out of my fucking jaw.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I was freaking out, and then they hit me with a fentanyl shot, and then I was just done. I was like,
yeah,
oh, okay.
Like I said, I didn't even get that. I just got a fucking Novocaine.
Yeah. They did that when they gave me a filling. Jeez. I couldn't imagine getting my wisdom teeth pulled.
Yeah, right. Like, it's... Havoc must have got his out a very long time ago. He's really old.
Yeah.
I was saying, like, by now, man, like, they got the, you know, more high-tech shit when they do things like this.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I got my wisdom tooth pulled last year.
What?
Damn. Where the fuck is this place at? They should be shut down.
Yeah.
Or at least looked into and, you know, make them get better things.
Yeah, man, it was November of last year.
Damn. I don't remember that.
Huh.
Yeah, man, remember... Had,
No, he doesn't remember.
I really don't.
Yeah, no, man, you know, fucking, I had to fucking cancel fucking JR because it's like I couldn't talk and shit like that.
Hmm.
No, I really don't remember that.
I think Gil G's got it as a advanced version of Alzheimer's.
Hmm.
I guess. I mean, you've canceled the show many of times. So, I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, you know, shit, fucking, you know, that, like I said, you know, that was the time, like, you know, like, when I had my fucking wisdom tooth pulled, that shit was fucking nuts. I mean, shit. And it's funny, because, in fact, like, right after that, like, right after I had my fucking wisdom tooth pulled, My fucking job wanted me to come in. I'm like, fuck
oh,
you.
Fuck that shit.
No way to hell am I going in after I had my fucking tooth pulled. Especially a fucking wisdom tooth. Fuck out of here. They fucking crazy with that bullshit.
Yeah, dude, I fucking... After they hit me with the fentanyl, the next thing I remembered, I was waking up with blood all over my pillow. I was like, oh, shit.
Shit, man, I was up in that place with a mouthful of blood and shit, and I left with a mouthful of blood, and I didn't realize I had a mouthful of blood until I got home. Like, it was that fucking numbed up, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I started spitting out, I was like, damn, dude, I have a mouthful of fucking blood.
Well,
apparently
I guess
I was,
in a way, I guess in a way, it's a good thing, you know, vampires, you know, don't work as fucking dentists.
Yeah.
No, they work at the blood bank.
That was terrible.
It wasn't even a joke.
My bad, what were you saying?
Oh, apparently while I was still high as shit off of the dentist stuff, I was like trying to get the pain pills and shit, and my mom kept taking them from me, so I just flopped down on the couch, and I was like, you're a fucking buzzkill. Yeah, damn.
It's because your mom was taking them.
Huh? Hey.
Bobby's
your
doing drugs.
Your mom was over there popping them. It's like, damn it, mom, I need my pills. No, they're mine.
You know, the good thing about being a smoker and a diabetic, you ain't got to worry about, you know, donating blood.
Wait, there's a good thing about that?
There's a good thing about that?
Yeah, like I said, I ain't got to donate blood. Because my shit wouldn't be acceptable. Because
of
my diabetes.
You don't have blood anyway. It's your choice.
Yeah.
Well, still.
I mean, ain't nobody going to want my blood. So.
Hell no. My blood is my blood. It stays in my body. Fuck out of here.
Man, I feel like fucking, like, Scorpion or some shit. I'm always on fire.
Damn it, Meg Turney.
I think the construction people stopped. Yeah, I told you they had to stop soon.
Yeah, they stopped now.
Good.
That's, you know, they start up again.
Because it's about
probably
to start.
As soon as I go upstairs, it's going to fucking...
It's about to start Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
You start hearing the music playing in the background.
Damn. Oh, what the fuck?
And Raiden appears.
I wonder if Meg Turney has a fucking YouTube. Yep.
Hey, got it.
You got what?
Spider kept trying to fucking run on me. Like, trying to climb up my shoe and shit.
What the hell is everybody... What the hell is everybody fighting with spiders lately for?
Because, dude, they're trying to fucking take over.
Because, Sarah, man, she was just fighting with a giant-ass spider. She's like, I'm not going to sleep. But then today she killed it, so...
Oh, well...
And now you're fighting with a spider? Man, I better not see no spiders, man. I'll fucking kill him.
It's true, he will.
I fucking hate spiders, man.
Now, this thing was fast as shit. Like, it ran a good, like, 3-4 feet and... I don't know.
Yeah, it's like if you don't get it, man, like, oh, fuck. That motherfucker will come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Or like how you're just like sitting somewhere and then like you see this really small thing in the middle of the room just propelling from the ceiling. I'm like, what the hell? Look at this fucking spider, man. Like, yeah, I saw that in the middle of the living room. My mom's like, damn, you got some good-ass vision, man.
No, you're
small,
just scared as
small
shit.
Small-ass spider.
Let's see what her review is. Episode 3.
There's a load of ants out here, too.
Yeah. Ants are everywhere.
Yeah. I know them little bastards.
One of those little bugs that curl up into a ball.
Yeah, the roly-poly.
You know what I'm talking about? Huh?
The what?
Yeah, the roly-poly bugs.
Yeah, that one.
Roly-poly bugs?
What? Yeah. Fucking, like, if you pick it up, it'll, like, roll itself into a ball.
I don't think Gilgi's ever seen no clown bug.
Man, I know, potato bugs do that shit.
Bug.
Holy poly, whatever the fuck y'all are talking about? No.
Yep, he has no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're called tail bugs or roly polies.
What are they called?
Tail bugs or roly polies.
Oh.
Okay then.
Although, you know, fucking rolling into a bug doesn't only help them from getting fucking squished.
Yeah, not really.
Did you say rolling into a bug? That's what you just said.
No, rolling into a bug. Oh, shit, I think I stepped on one by accident. Fuck.
Yeah, no, I said rolling into a ball, not a bug.
Yeah, now he says ball. Run it back.
I mean, shit, another guy, I swear, they think
they're
like fucking armadillos. They roll into a fucking ball to protect them.
Yeah, but see, at least they're protected, though.
Well, yeah.
An armadillo will be okay. A fucking roly-poly is fucked.
Hell yeah. Man, I fucking wish fucking Lil Wayne was a fucking roly-poly. I thought we could just step on him.
Huh?
Why can't you? Just step on him. What's that? You can't breathe? Step harder? Alright.
What's that? You're bleeding?
What's that? Make another cut? But deeper?
What the fuck?
No. I think the best way to kill Lil Wayne is a fucking waterboarding. It'd be so much better.
Do what?
Waterboard.
Waterboard?
Yeah, it's a, the fuck is that then? It's a torture technique. You know, that mainly fucking the Pakis, Iranians, fucking you.
Alright, foreign people, okay.
Is that the thing where they drip water on your head and say you go fucking crazy?
Well, no, it's more along the lines of, they put a cloth, you know, like, they put a cloth over, like over your mouth, and they put like a shitload of water. You're pretty much drowning.
Oh, well, that's a little bit different.
Yeah, it seems like it. Yeah, that
one seems a little bit worse.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
I mean, normally they usually, I mean, normally that's normally used as like a technique, of trying to get information out of people.
Well, I'm sure a lot of ways that people die are meant to get information.
Yeah. What the fuck, man? Fucking bugs.
Oh, you chose to go outside.
Yeah, I know. I'm proud of shit, though. I think that's why all the bugs are out. It's all humid.
No shit, come on. Thanks for staying out the obvious. It's humid. Well, it's summer, so it's gonna be humid no matter what.
Well, in California, it didn't get real humid.
Oh, California?
Huh?
Oh, California?
I said it didn't get real humid there.
And I'm sure it gets fucking humid as fuck there.
Nah, dude, it was more like a dry heat. It was weird.
I mean, I know Vegas is a dry heat. Arizona's a dry heat.
Yeah. Well, part of California is a dry heat.
Oh, there again, they also have desert as well, and desert's usually dry as a motherfucker.
This is very true.
Where he's getting attacked by the damn bugs.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I've killed three different species. Wait, four different species of bugs.
I don't sure like this. I'm going inside. And it took like four different fucking bugs. Just to make them go back inside.
Somebody took a picture of Cody Rhodes as Stardust and put, "I am the anus master now."
Wow, really? So far.
Holy shit.
I mean, he did look gay as all hell. And that fucking shit.
Hey. Yo. I'm going to bed. Can you play a song?
Sure. We'll play your song all when you're going to bed.
Huh?
Let's see.
What?
I said, sure. We'll play your song for going to bed.
Okay.
I say we go with.
Real quick, cause I'm riding in this bitch, squeezing all brown till there ain't no slugs up in. in my living room. Them birdies perfect cause they cheaper and they serving more clientele this evening than KFC, believe me. I got it how you wanna see it, keep your eyes open and keep a listen for alarm when the guard approaches. You hear it ringing, mean the riders coming, bringing everything to set up shop when you block what I was saying.
My appearance alone make it sound the alarm. What you thought you know about me, disregard what you hear popping off. Them ain't no firecrackers, it's small and black and plastic. My life taker, go and slip, you gon' see the end of it. You see that G-Lens, go ahead and rub it. You gon' need 3 wishes to hope you ain't dead. Cause if you ain't a cat with 9 lives, you feelin' this land.
When the riders arrive, sound the alarm.
Hit a call, make a horn,
sound the alarm.
Kick the motherfuckin' dogs in,
sound the alarm. When the riders on the premises, sound the alarm.
What the fuck on the face?
Instructions, it starts up all over again.
Does it really?
Man, it probably will.
That'd be really funny.
Hell yeah, it would be, bud.
I'd fucking kill somebody that happened.
Hell yeah. Going to sleep and all of a sudden, it's back on.
Yeah, that happened a few times, where, like, you know, staying up all night and then going to bed in the morning, and all of a sudden there's somebody out on your street doing some construction shit, drilling in the ground and shit. Like, really?
Yeah, right? You're trying to go to sleep and all of a sudden it's back on again.
So remember, kids, always sleep in the nighttime. Unless you live by Boogeyman.
Yeah, right?
Because then you're completely screwed.
It's true. It's damn true. I'm trying to find my way back to that fucking one spot in this damn game where fucking Zeke was at one time. Damn it, I ran into a trap. Yeah, bud.
Well, way to go. Yeah.
Man, I wasn't trying to, but I did. Come on, motherfuckers. If you all get into one fucking spot, I can take you all out at once. At least I'll try to anyways.
Yeah.
So, what do you think is going to happen on SmackDown? The authority, you know, let you come through and fire.
Well, Vicky Guerrero is going to get fired next week.
That's going to be fucking funny too.
Mainly because her contract's running out.
Oh well.
I mean, not that it matters, but that's what's going to happen.
Man, I ain't going to miss her.
Already been fired like 4 times.
Yeah, they keep bringing her back like dumbasses. I'm going, that was the point of fucking bringing her back. Nobody likes her. She's ugly as fuck.
Yeah. They were just running a WrestleMania rewind earlier with Eddie Guerrero.
Hell yeah.
You know, the Guerrero that actually matters.
Yeah. The only one that ever mattered. Chavo was fucking retarded. I mean, come on. For fuck's sake, he couldn't even make it in TNA.
Yeah, it's because nobody likes him.
Oh, that's very true. I mean, that's it. I'm glad he's gone from there. I mean, he didn't do jack shit. Your mercy, bitch.
Here's your what?
Mercy. Nah, man, some fucking bitch is telling me to fucking give her mercy.
Yeah, good luck with that.
No mercy for you, bitch. Just die, you ugly black bitch.
Jeez.
Oh, well, here's pretty... A lot of these bitches in here are pretty ugly.
It's a fucking video game.
True.
That was it. I thought you were turning on the microwave.
What the fuck? Nah, man.
Sounds like you're, you know, pressing the buttons that he's on.
Nah, but
That's just me doing it, changing up the fucking moves that I can use.
I don't know. I don't even use half of those moves on her.
Yeah, I use like certain ones, or I'll just keep, you know, switch back and forth from time to time. Stop running away, bitch. I'm gonna kill your ass. Yeah, run right into me. Dumbass. Come on, motherfuckers. Get in the same spot. I can take you both out.
Enemies on the game
weren't
too smart, no.
Yeah, no. They really aren't.
So I really have no idea what they're going to do with this new Mortal Kombat game. Since they just relive the same thing over and over and over.
That's it, I don't know. What the fuck they do?
Because even in that trailer, man, it's them doing the whole Sub-Zero versus Scorpion scene, like, you know, that we've seen a lot of times.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they're thinking with that shit. Do what they did with this one. You know, the latest one. Fucking give us like a whole, give us different characters, like, I don't know, give us like Jason Voorhees.
Well, may as well since they gave us Freddy.
Exactly. Whatever you do, don't give us Chucky.
Shit, man, just give us a bunch of horror movie characters.
That could work out too.
Just give us, like, a different storyline or some shit.
Yeah, stop giving us fucking Freddy, not Freddy versus Jason, fucking Sub-Zero and fucking Scorpion all over again. Nobody cares about that.
And don't give us, what the hell were they? Like, zombie... Yeah, versions of the characters.
Yeah, no, fuck out of here, that bullshit. That's just pointless to do.
And allow us to actually do some fucking type of moves to Shao Kahn, god damn it.
Yeah, right?
Instead of having to just jump and kick. Even though, like, if you have, like, a throwing thing or some shit, or shooting thing, that's effective, too.
Yes, usually.
But then he hits you with his hammer, and then, you know, half your life's gone.
Yeah. That just makes no sense at all, either.
Yeah, I tried playing that game on the hardest difficulty, trying to get a trophy and shit, playing with Kratos. I was doing well, until I fucked up.
How'd you fuck up?
Well, I died. I think I was trying to get the beat it on the hardest difficulty along with no continues.
Yeah. Ah, there he is. Man, I knew I saw someone shooting at me. Just can't figure out where the fuck it was coming from.
Yeah, that's like on all these shooting games. Somebody's always shooting at me, but I have no idea until I see where the bullet is, and I'm like, all right, they're over there. Because they don't really show you the people. They
yeah,
show
right?
you the bullets and shit coming at you.
Yeah, man, the fuck. That's one group dead. How was the other group at? Grenade party. That's a new one for this shit.
Grenade party.
Yeah, man, I threw a grenade. It hit like every single one of them. They killed every single one of them. They called it a fucking grenade party.
What's that? A trophy?
Nah, that's one of the kills.
WWE that they should probably update their backstage pass on SmackDown.
Wow. Yeah.
Because the last one they had was May 2nd.
Man, sometimes I wanted to, you know, they even know what the fuck they're doing with that shit sometimes.
Doesn't really seem like it.
No, it doesn't.
There we go. They finally got the fucking newest main event on here to fucking watch.
Yeah, I gotta catch up with that shit, too.
Like, as soon as it was over, it's supposed to be on here, right? I had to wait hours after that.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're thinking.
Let's see what the hell Seth Rollins has to say about another Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, they really don't need another one of those at all.
Well, what other matches they got for that pay-per-view? They got that one. They got the tag title match. And that's it.
Yeah. So I don't really see him having a Divas match. Well, Divas title match, since, you know, no one's really earned a title shot.
Man, they should have a title match.
They should. Well, chances are they probably won't.
You know, like Night of Champions, man, they should just have all the titles on the line now.
Yeah. Or do like a fucking, well, shit. I mean, man, how many fucking Divas like actually still remain? Do we know?
There's Paige, there's Emma, there's Alicia Fox, Nikki Bella, Eva Marie.
Absolutely nothing.
AJ, kind of. Natalia, I guess. Tamina.
what they should do.
I think that's it.
even though they probably won't do it, is do a fucking Money in the Bank fucking match like for the Divas title. And then the person that wins has
they got the
Funkadactyls
too.
But do it how they do with the fucking other fucking titles. Just have a pink briefcase with a fucking. Well, I mean, come on, man, it's Divas. See, my mother make it pink. But a briefcase.
The winner get a title shot.
Do other one. Person holding the title, holding the briefcase. Has like a year or whatever. To cash in.
The thing about that is, man, they don't really care about the Divas Championship that much.
Well, this is true. They did. They would have to be smart.
They should probably bring back AJ and have that feud with Paige already.
Yeah.
Instead of having Paige beat up Cameron every day. Although the last match that Paige had, she was actually the person that did all of the beating up instead of taking the beating.
Oh. Yeah.
She was finally in control for once. How about that?
Yeah, how about that? There again, Cameron can't wrestle either.
Yeah, that girl's not that great.
I mean, come on, she's got the wrestling skill of Eva Marie.
Oh, Eva Marie. Only there for her looks.
Yep. But she definitely can't wrestle.
That's for damn sure.
I mean, she could. That'd be a whole different story. But, no. I think I might end this game in a minute and actually go into fucking WWE Network.
Yay. Yeah, I'm going to watch Main Event.
Yeah, I'm planning on doing that. To actually catch up on it.
With their two matches that they have.
Yeah. It's been on for an hour and they only give us two matches. What the fuck?
Yeah, well, the Wyatts probably won the six-man tag.
Yeah, probably.
Or at least I hope they did. I just really hope they didn't let Sheamus and the Usos win.
Yep. I mean, they probably did. No one of those dumbasses. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Usos and Sheamus are good. But since it's leading up to the fucking tag match, the fucking tag team title match, at least, let the fucking Wyatt win so that way that they have some fucking momentum.
Well, there's that. Or the Usos and them could win now and then the Wyatts win the big match.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Kind of like what John Cena does.
Yeah.
Loses stupid matches, but then wins all the big ones.
Yeah, this is killing. Yeah, let's just kill him.
Yeah, maybe they'll have a buried alive match. 2K15.
Nah, that'd be fucking awesome.
Then you can bury John Cena.
Yeah, for good.
Was John Cena on the video game where they had the buried alive match?
I don't think so.
That was a while ago.
But it'd be something different to do for them.
Or bring back the casket match.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Man, that's what they should have done with fucking Taker and fucking Brock Lesnar. A fucking casket match.
Man, that's what it was. Brock Lesnar won and The Undertaker died and they put him in a casket. Fuck's sake, Taker. Really? You felt you couldn't continue anymore, so you died to Brock Lesnar? Really?
Yeah, right. Died to one of the most worst motherfuckers ever.
Yeah, but they still got people running around talking about the script was changed. Undertaker was supposed to win.
Pretty much.
But even though that was probably never the case.
I doubt that. I mean, you know, it would have been nice to see Sting versus fucking Taker at WrestleMania.
Man, people still talking about that. Like, yeah, maybe
yeah.
It could be next year's WrestleMania. Who the fuck cares the next WrestleMania?
Yeah, I mean, come on, he already lost. He's already got the fucking one blemish on his fucking record. Streak's fucking done.
Yeah, all the hype's gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who the hell is going to be the champion there anyway? John Cena, probably.
probably.
Send John Cena over to TNA. Let them deal with him winning everything.
Yeah, no, he doesn't need to win every fucking thing.
In WWE, they think so.
Look at WWE's fucking retarded with this shit. Man, I blew myself up. What the fuck?
Dumbass.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, like, we just let fucking Daniel Bryan win everything. Change it up.
He did. He won the title. And then he had to get surgery.
Dude, that's fucking awesome. Boogeyman commented saying, as soon as you started the song, the construction started again.
Wait, jinx him.
Yeah, but that's fucking awesome though, man.
Damn. Tell your phone, haven't you jinxed him?
Oh, bud. Yeah, it's funny because he commented that about 25 minutes ago.
45 minutes ago, damn, yeah, that was about when you said it.
So he tries to go to back. So he tries to go to sleep, and then it doesn't work. How's that fucking show, Legend House? Is it good or is it like retarded?
I don't know. I only watched the first episode. But I plan on watching all of it, though, at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of funny. From the first episode, anyway.
And which one's, like, the first episode? Do we even know?
Yeah, the very first one. Go all the way down the line. Go all the way down the line to the very first one.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out instead, and maybe I'll watch again the main event tomorrow.
Well, you could watch all of the episodes of that now, since the finale was last week.
Yeah.
And then you can watch the reunion on Thursday.
Yeah. Hosted by Jerry the King Lawler.
Yeah. Back from the grave.
Yeah. Fucking Tony Atlas is fucking flaming homo.
Flaming homo. I don't know, from that first episode, all that dude was doing was eating.
Okay, fat flying homo.
He's not even fat, though, man. He got all those muscles and shit, but all he does is eat.
Man. I wish I could do that. Eat, 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 and eat. And gain muscle.
Exactly, right?
Man, Atlas, you're the most... Dude's fucking laugh is absolutely annoying. Fucking... Man, like, he sounds like a dying seal.
<There it is.
laughs> Like, you heard that shit, right?
Yeah, I heard it before.
I mean, come on, tell me he doesn't sound like a dying fucking seal.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ashley,
yeah. That's apparently, like, the host or whatever.
Damn. Well, at least they got one hot chick in this.
She's not really in it.
She just hosts it.
She's, like, kind of there for bits and pieces of it, I'm guessing. Tells them what they're doing and shit, and then leaves.
Wow.
You know, kind of like TJ.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, TJ from fucking the challenge. Definitely had him. Y'all figure, Ellis is the first one there. And he's rocking a fucking fanny pack, faggot. I mean, come on, man. Why the fuck are you rocking a fanny pack for?
That used to be the style, man.
Yeah, used to be. Now not so much. Hey, look, it's Pat Patterson.
Yeah, the first episode's mainly all about Roddy Piper, man, and how crazy he is.
yeah, but we all knew that already.
Yeah, that's the episode he's fighting with the blender.
Man, fucking Hillbilly Jim changed a lot.
But I don't even remember that guy. I remember the other hillbillies, the Goodwins.
Yeah.
Godwins, Goodwins, whatever the fuck.
Good one. Every day for him is a holiday. Oh, yeah, you're a redneck.
And there's Tony eating before everybody gets there.
Yep.
Come on, man. Nobody's there yet. He's already eating.
And he's going to continue to eat.
But man, all this food can make me hungry.
Man, that was like fucking sitting here last night with the TV on, man. I kept seeing that damn commercial for fucking Kellogg's. Milk and cereal, cereal.
What the
fuck? Like, damn,
no.
Man, now I'm fucking hungry. So like fucking four times.
Damn. Yeah, Patterson, you're old fuck. And now you're officially retired since businessman in the corporate ministry, in the ministry, or the corporation, I should say. No longer exists. Wait. Patterson created the fucking created the Rumble?
That's what he says.
Man, what the fuck? This is a show, Vince McMahon is not the creative genius behind everything.
Nope.
Let's see here. Royal Rumble. Yep. It was created by Pat Patterson. The first one, the first Rumble match won was Jim Duggan. Yeah, they should just make him a, I don't know. I think what they should do is for next Christmas is have him be Santa Claus. Since, you know, I mean, you know, since, I mean, since he loves the yo-ho anyways. Macho Man, may he rest in peace.
Ho.
Oh, fuck. Jimmy, man, now they're all eating. Damn it, Howard Finkel.
Yeah, well, you can go have fun with that, man. I'm going to go watch Main Event.
Sounds good, man. Be back Thursday.
Thursday.